Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
So back in January, prayer for this, and the Lord said that he wanted to start out with a healing service just straight from the beginning and ask, what is it that your need is? Spirit, soul, mind, or body, what is it that you need healing for? And I was praying, he said, Psalms 91. And I think it's just going to look different, girls. Eventually I'm going to have the team come up and we're going to just lay hands, and that's what we're going to do, is a healing service. And no matter what it is, whether it's something that you've been carrying a really, really long time, like the woman with the issue of blood, or whether it's something that you've been contending for in your family, or your friendships, or your marriage. I love that when you get saved, the word saved is sozo. And it means saved, healed, and delivered. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. And he said, everything comes out of he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Everything comes from that place. Everything. Everything comes from abiding. Everything comes to being connected. Being under the shadow of the Almighty. The hiding place or the secret place of the Most High God. Rapha, just Rapha, is the word heal, and it means to mend by stitching. To cure completely. It means physical repair and thoroughly make whole. Thoroughly. I need some thoroughness. Jesus already healed us on a cross 2,000 years ago. But I am believing that today, tonight, or whatever, seems like night, but I know it's not. I'm deceived. But I believe that the healing is for right now, like we just sang about. We're just saying that the power come today, that the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. The right hand of God represents his authority and his dominion. And his left hand of God represents intimacy. And he who dwells within the shadow of the Almighty, the embrace of his arms, there we find refuge. And we are in refuge. Not just the physical building of refuge, but we are in refuge. It's a prophetic sign, guys. Spirit, soul, mind, and body, where is the location of your heart that you're desperately crying out? For I'm sick and tired of living with this and going around the same mountain and desiring something that I haven't had before. I gotta get to the finish line. I am pressing on to this high calling to leave the past fire behind, the past pain behind, and I'm pressing on to obtain a high calling that I find in a secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. What is your heart longing for? Where are you desperate? I love, I don't think I'm going to get to any of this, but I love that this one thing I've asked for, oh man, this is one thing I've asked for from the Lord, that I could seek him and dwell in his house. I could find the secret place of the mountain of the Lord, of the Almighty, of the El Shaddai. That's the Almighty name of God right there, is El Shaddai. The God that's more than enough. The big-breasted one. The one that has the authority to heal in a second and to restore pains. Lord, we've gone through some things. We've all gone through. My life was a train wreck. I'm telling you. And God just picked me up and said, this piece looks messy. That piece looks crazy. This piece looks this. And I'm going to put it together in this vase. And I'm going to put my presence in the shadow of my wing. And you're going to find mercy. And mercy's going to come from my mercy seat. And anoint it so that you can hold a fragrance. And that's what we're doing this weekend, is we're changing our wineskins into a new wineskin. I mean, we don't got time, guys. Time is of the essence. Of the essence. Of the essence. It's of his aroma that comes. It's his aroma. Time is his time. It's not our time. Right? But we have so much we're distracted by, and we just gotta come and dwell in a secret place of a Most High God who so lavishly loves us. And though things didn't work out the way that sometimes we so desperately wanted them to, the answer is still he's a refuge, and it doesn't change who he is. It says, because you've made me a refuge, because you've made me a refuge, because you've made me a refuge, because you made me a refuge. Not just it's because of this, I do this. We don't earn it, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we do have to lay down our own life to pick up a new flame. And to die is to gain. And if our life is not our own, and if this, I love what Melissa says. She's like, if I can't believe one thing in here, then I might as well throw the whole thing away. But every word in here is truth. He's not a man that he should lie. He is God Almighty. He's the author and a finisher. He is the way maker. He is the truth. He is alive. And no one can come to the Father but through Jesus Christ, the one that shed his blood so that by his stripes we were healed. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. These are not Christianese cliche words. Oh, well, by his stripes you were healed. When is revelation going to come? Because when I abide under the shadow, my eyes get flooded with light. And as they get flooded with light, my understanding gets illuminated under revelation. And under that revelation, I have the knowledge of who he is inside of me. That's what Ephesians says, right? But I got to have my eyes flooded with light. Light, revelation, understanding of who he is. You got to be flooded. You want the floods? Get the light. Get the light. Get the fire. Get the fire. Get the water. Get the fire. Get the water. Get the light. And the wind. And the elements come because you are gazing into him, the author. You're my author. You're my finisher. And all my days are numbered. And my heart pounds passionately for you. We've got to get to where you're not afraid and of each other. We're not intimidated by each other. And we're not scared of each other's flames. Because I want to celebrate. You've been in a secret place under the shadow. Come on, touch me. Come on, put your hands on me. I got to know that kind of flame. I want to know it. And what you have, I want. Come on, we got to stop competition and all that gnarly, stupid stuff between women and men and all the things. He's coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle. It's a call up, girls and men. I see you hiding in there. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. Oh, man, I will say of the Lord. You, oh, Father. Almighty King, lover of my soul, I will say, what is our tongue? There's life and there's death in the what? Power of our tongue. I will say of the Lord, I am a testifying testimony. I'm going to say of who saved me, of the Lord. I'm going to say that he's my refuge and I've placed my trust in him. Why? Because we can't lean on our own understanding. Because unless I'm getting flooded with light, unless I'm gazing on the author of me, the finisher of me, that if I can't get my eyes flooded by revelation of the understanding of him, my knowledge can't change. So I have to say with life, not death, that came out of a refuge place. I put my trust in you because I can't lean on my own understanding. And I acknowledge him in all my ways, and he directs my paths and makes it straight. We have to. Come on, we have to. It's not, it's a cry of heaven. Well, the Lord said to me, I was just, I love driving in my car. And he's like, I'm beseeching you, God. I know some of you heard this, but it's so true. I'm beseeching you. I'm beseeching you. Come in vain. Come in and vain. He said, well, I'm beseeching you. Come and find me. And those who seek for me, they find me. But we've got to seek with flooding of so that flooding can happen. I can't seek with a phone in my hand. We got a lot of idols. And we got a lot of distractions. But this one thing I have that I desire, I pursue with the passionate craving of the deepest longing on the inside of me. That's what that word means. This one thing I desire, that I could dwell in the house of the Lord. I could dwell there. I could dwell there. And I could know your glory. All the days of my life and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in the temple. He said, you're inquiring in my temple, Linda, but I'm inquiring in yours. He's always got something to say, and he's always talking. Always talking. And it's always good. Always. Because goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And I have had some days that I'm like, I can't seem to feel you anywhere. And I feel abandoned. And I feel broken. But I put my trust in you, and I walk by faith and not by sight or feelings, and I know the goodness of God in a land that's living, and it follows me all the days of my life, because he who hides under the shadow of the mercy seat of the wings, where the blood was shed on the mercy seat, we can come boldly to the throne of grace by faith to obtain that mercy. We don't lack for good thing. We do not lack for any good thing. I am the God that heals under the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge, a place of trust, a trustworthy place or shelter, and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. You know what happens sometimes when we start to locate our spirit in our heart? You start to navigate your tongue into truth by speaking truth and not lies, for doing an exchange of looking and judging and comparing or feeling despair. And God can come in with the Holy Ghost and comfort you, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But he doesn't want us to stay there. He doesn't, but it doesn't mean he doesn't comfort you when you're there, because he follows us all the days of our lives, and not in the soap opera. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day. You guys, it's time we stop doing friendly fire. We are one body. We are the body of Christ. He's the head, and we are the body. And John 17 says, as they are one, as we are one, excuse me, may they be one. There's a lot of churches represent. There's a lot of cities and states and here. A lot of ages. May we be one. We got the same Holy Ghost living on the inside. We all have the same bloodline. We have the same family. Nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the plague that destroys the midday. Come on, right there. Nor of the plague. We got to know this out of the refuge place, because this is not just I'm going to come in and speak a word about He is my protector, and it's what we say when COVID was rampant. Everybody's quoting 91, but did it come out of a refuge place? Did it come out of a dwelling place? Did it come out of a place that came because I bowed my heart and my knee and I was flooded with life, and I know He's my refuge. I know that a terror by night can come, and dreams are now the dreams of God and not nightmares that came from trauma. I am not afraid. Fear is an epidemic. I'm not afraid of the plague that destroys. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not. There's a lot of knots in this. Absolutely not. It's a lot of so be it. It's out of covenant that knot is made. It's a knot. It shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge. Even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, and no plague shall come near your dwelling. No sickness, no disease, no mental disability, no trauma. It doesn't have to live in that place of this temple. It's already been bought and paid for. We are choosing a new flame today. If you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes and give ear to His commandments to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Give your eyes there. Give your ears there. And to all of His statutes, I will not put the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians. And here's your covenant. For I am the Lord your healer. The Lord describes an abiding defense against inflicted. It means disease, but the promise is conditioned upon making the Lord our true refuge and habitation. The word translated refuge comes from the Hebrew word mahasa, and it means a shelter or a place of trust. It derives from a root word, kasa, and it means to flee for violently into protection. Hallelujah. And it also means to confide in. The dwelling place comes from mawin, and it means a retreat of refreshing. It comes from the word ana, and it is the security of intimately dwelling like you're in a marriage. dwelling place, intimately dwelling like you are in a marriage. Because we put our trust and He is our habitation. Mark 5 talks about the woman with the issue of blood. This woman had an infirmity for 12 years. She was bleeding. It isn't just that she was bleeding. If you know Levitical law, it means that she couldn't even be around anybody for years. She had abandonment on her. She had isolation on her. Said that she has spent all of her money at all the doctors. She was broke and poor and lonely and isolated and traumatized. She was fractured in her mind because of the rejection, that nobody wanted her. I love that I was praying and the Lord said, I want you to talk about this woman. And I said, well, a lot of people talk about this woman, Lord. And He said, I want you to talk about her because she's very important to me. And I love that verse 24, it says, a great crowd followed. He was on his way, you guys, let's back up. So we know that he was on his way to Jairus, or however you say the guy's name. But he was on his way to heal his daughter. So he had an assignment because Jesus only did what he saw the Father do, right? So he is on his way, and wherever Jesus went, there were crowds of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and they were coming just to see about him and to wonder about him and to be around and look at miracles and signs and wonders. But this one woman, so it says that the crowds were thronging around him, thronging around him. It means like being jammed so close. So people were bumping and touching and rubbing and pulling and looking and just in what is the word, you know, when you want to know something, you're just like inquisitive. But this woman came, and it means, thronged means like a wine press. Isn't that interesting? And the Lord said to me, when you're walking on an assignment in God, there can be so much pressure and bumping and things, and I'm on my way. But what happened was that because I was so one with my Father, this desperate woman that came out of the law and was so desperate to get her healing and so desperate to touch this new wine, that I was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit and what my assignment was in the Father, that I didn't just say, who touched me? And Peter's like, Master, there's thousands of people around here. What do you mean, who touched you? What do you mean? And he's like, power, dunamis, Holy Spirit came out of me. And I know someone touched me. And I'm so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, Jesus is saying, that even though there's pressures and bumping and things are pressing and squeezing like a wine press in the crushing, and in this time, and I knew the sensitivity, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit went, whew. And that's why her desperate faith, I hold her so close to my heart. And that's why I want you to talk about her. I said, yes, sir. If I can just touch him, if I can just touch him, if I can just touch him, I can get well. There is no other one you can touch and get well. No man's gonna touch you and make you well. No friend's going to touch you and make you well. No drug is going to touch you and make you well. No alcohol is going to touch you and make you well. No mixture of new age is going to touch you by a crystal and make you well. He is the way. He is the truth. And no one comes to the Father but through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're desperate. If I could just touch him, I will be made well. Come on. Get desperate. Nobody could be around her. Did you know that if she went and she was around someone, that she would have to, it would cost her life. That's how desperate. Like, no longer I live, but this life I now live. I live desperate for the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Only the priest could say you're clean. Only the priest could say you're unclean. And Jesus was the priest. And he said, you are clean, daughter. Come on. He's our high priest. Suffered in Mark 26. The word suffer is paschio, which I'm probably butchering this, but I think I sound okay, but I'm probably butchering all these words. It describes not just a physical suffering, but suffering in the mind and in your emotions. And it brings a social isolation. She was in a crowd going against the law. But how many of us have been in a crowd and we still feel isolated? He wants to say you're clean today. He wants to heal our emotions and our mind. Yes, we are a spirit, and we live in a body, and we have a soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He gave us our mind. We are to love him with all our mind. Sometimes we just think, oh, it's secondary, because our emotions can't speak to us. He just wants them subjected underneath the authority of the identity of who we are in him. But it doesn't mean they don't matter. Denial is not going, that's not stupid. Amen. It's like saying, I broke my arm. I didn't break my arm. There's a bone sticking out. I didn't break my arm. Jesus is my healer. I didn't break my arm. This is stupidity. It's dumb, right? I broke my arm, but I'm having a quick recovery, and by his stripes I'm healed, and I'm not going to have ramifications. Now that's truth in alignment with the Word. I don't have anxiety. I'm not afraid. That's just stupid. I am anxious for nothing and in all things with prayer and supplications. I let my requests be made known to God, and then the peace of God passes my understanding, guards my heart and mind in Him. But it's not denial. But it doesn't give it credence more than what we should. Why? All authority has been given to us. That's part of being home, soundness of mind. Soundness of mind. What is His passionate desires? That we prosper, be in health, even as our soul is prospering. Now that's the prosperity message. As our soul is prospering. As our soul is prospering, as my mind, my will, and my emotions come into the line out of the refuge place of the secret place of the Most High, that I submit that emotion and say, Lord, that was a hurt, and that was a travesty, and that was a pain, and I'm anxious about that. And He'll just say, sweetheart, don't be anxious. Come on unto Me. Just come to Me. Give Me that thought. Give it to Me. Give it to Me. Give it to Me. Look what I'm going to give you. Look what I gave you. Now get up and go. Fill your horn with oil and go in the power of My might. Go and preach the gospel. Raise the dead. Lay hands on the sick. See them recover. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, and the dead will raise. We can't have time to be just heavy burden, me, myself, and I. Come on, ladies, you're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Him, not because we just repeat it as a rote. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah. We can come in by it's an authority of a relationship of intimacy, that word became My flesh and He dwelt on the inside of us, and we're walking it out in truth, and it's a declaration. Right? She pressed. Faith came by hearing, and hearing the Word who walked among us and became flesh and dwelt on the inside of us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. We have people. I know these are hard words, and I'm not trying to, but come on. We can't live in this hour if you've not got your face in this book. I love devotions. We wrote a devotion, Goody Gumdrops, but don't live on devotionals. You have to know the Word who became flesh and dwelt, those who dwell. He dwells on your temple, in your temple. I don't understand the Word. Oh my gosh, there's so many translations. Just get one. Just seek Him and find Him. So we know that, you know, the shadow of His wings, the tassels, is what she touched, was His prayer shawl. That's where the healing virtue flowed from. Jesus always went up to a mountain to be with the Father because the pressures. Why? Because We have promises that are built on a better covenant, not just the Exodus one that says, my God is the God that healeth thee. But now we have a covenant that his blood was shed. And those promises are all yes. And we get to say the amen. And it's built, the covenant was because the blood was shed, and it was built on better promises. What is it that eye hasn't seen yet? Wow, think about that. Think if you go in your dwelling place and go, what is it that eye hasn't seen and ear hasn't heard, but what has entered into the heart of man, but yet is about to be revealed? What could it look like, this healing inside of you, because we dwell under the shadow and we make him our refuge? What is it possibly, these mysteries that once were hidden but about to be revealed, when the latter and the former rain come together and the glory of the Lord covers the earth like the waters clothe the sea? Because we've contended for the glory of a revival. It's not just about a revival that's inside these four walls or the four walls of where you go in your home, me for and no more, or whatever. It is about a revival that what I as hasn't seen and ear hasn't heard, what has entered into your heart that's about to be revealed in this release. What could it look like, because you heard the word and it became so real and you had a habitation with him and a holy connection, that the next thing you knew that you were operating in things that you were destined to do in the power and the authority of the glory of God in a land that's living? What could it be where your soul longs for? David said, oh my gosh, my soul longs for you in a dry and weary land where there seems to be no water. But there is water. Did you know it's impossible that we can say, I'm dry? Because John 7 says, you got a river of God on the inside. We're never dry. We just got to tap a little more. Okay. Hallelujah, Father, holy is your name. I'm going to read this last thing, and I'm sure many of you have already heard it, but I felt like the Holy Spirit has a reason for me to read this story about John G. Lakes. And we're going to pray. You guys, come on. You know, don't let this time, don't let pride keep you, that I don't want to look vulnerable. We're only here for him. We're not here for what we look like, guys. Just whatever it is, just come for you. Spirit, soul, mind, and body, I believe we have been seeing this for months in prayer, that the Lord wanted to do and start. I was like, really, you want to start with a healing service? I think that should be more towards the end, Lord. And she's like, there's a reason he wants to get us at this moment before we go further. There's a reason. And he says, come up here and reason with me. And don't reason. We're not begging for healing. We already are. I love this woman, this testimony. She had this huge goiter. She had something big right here. And it was very ugly. And she came up for prayer, and prayed. Thank you, Lord. She's healed. We just call that to be so. And a year later, she came back to the service, and she came up on the platform, and the gentleman, she goes, I got a testimony. It's a year anniversary that I got healed. And she still's got the thing right here, the goiter. And so they're like, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so then the next year, the conference came around, and she goes, I got a testimony. And they're like, okay. And she comes up, and she's like, I just got 2 years. I've been totally healed. And they're like, okay, yes, we're agreeing. And she went home that night, and she said, Lord, I know you healed me 2 years ago, but would you please tell them? Because they don't know. And she woke up the next morning, and that thing was completely gone. That's our God that heals. That's our God that heals. Arise in your faith and belief of that kind. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, John G. Lake. They put germs in his hands. I won't read the story, so I'll probably mess it up, but it's right here. And the germs were in his hand, and it died in the anointing in the presence of the glory that was on his hands. Right? Come on. That's the same anointing that was on him is on you. Same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of you. That's tapping in to the new wine. Whoo! Well, my church doesn't preach that. Well, it doesn't change what Jesus is. Or who he is. Doesn't change. Our circumstances don't come. And we say, oh, our circumstances change this. That's the problem, Jen. That's right. We got to get to know this and him intimately and be so acquainted with him as a refuge that we could put our trust that even though that I don't see it right now, the just walk by faith and not by sight. We can't bring our theology in and change the gospel of truth. He came to set the captive free. To bind up the brokenhearted and to put a crown of beauty on you where there's been ashes and to heal and to restore, to revive and to renew and refresh and to release something that's been hidden for such a time as this. Team, why don't you come? Team. Hello? Amen. Thank you, Jimmy. Hallelujah. Can you sing New Wine? You can? Okay. Hallelujah. So we are going to see healings. We're going to see cancer. We're going to see cancer leave bodies. We're going to see trauma come off. We're going to see kidneys restored. We're going to see in a land that's living. We are going to see it because we believe it. We ask for it. I'm not sure. It's okay. You don't have to be, but we can have enough faith for you. So I believe. We're going to see lungs healed. We're going to see asthma go. We're going to see MS leave bodies. We're going to see hips come in, arthritis go. Come on. We're going to see it. Itchy skin and psoriasis. Liver functions. Okay. So we're going to be here. I want you. Come on, girls. Come on. Get it. 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 Jesus. Amen. Oh, come on. Final. It's the final day for Jill. Come on, Jill. This is your healing, Jill Stiles. Come on. Charmaine, no cancer. Come on, you guys. We got serious business. This is long enough. If you're not, just extend your hand. Anxiety and fear, go in Jesus' name. Family traumas, those who want their children that have been in addiction, and those children that have been in alcohol, restoration of families. Come on, we're believing in agreement when two or three are gathered in your name. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.